Reading assignment number 5, Inside Out and Back Again by Thana Lai. Early monsoon. We pretend the monsoon has come early. In the distance, bombs explode like thunder. Slashes lighten the sky. Gunfire falls like rain. Distant, yet within ears, within eyes. Not that far away, after all. April 20. The president resigns. On TV, President Thieu looks sad and yellow. What has happened to his tan? His eyes brim with tears. This time they look real. I can no longer be your president, but I will never leave my people or our country. Mother lifts one brow. What she does when she thinks I'm lying. April 21st. Watch over us. Uncle Son returns and tells us to be ready to leave any day. Don't tell anyone, or all of Saigon will storm the port. Only Navy families can board the ships. Uncle Son and father graduated in the same Navy class. It was mere luck that Uncle Son didn't go on the mission where father was captured. Mother pulls me close and pats my head. Father watches over us even if he's not here. Mother tells me she and father have a pact. If war should separate them, they know to find each other through father's ancestral home in the north. April 24. Crisscrossed packs. Pedal, pedal, mother's feet push the sewing machine. The faster she pedals, the faster stitches appear on heavy brown cloth. Two rectangles make a pack. A long strip makes a handle to be strapped across the wearer's chest. Hours later, the stitches appear in slow motion, the needle a worn worm laying tiny eggs that sink into brown cloth. The tired worm reproduces much more slowly at the end of the day than at the beginning, when mother started at the first of 5 bags. Brother Koi says too loudly, "Make only 3. Mother goes to a high shelf, bringing back father's portrait. Come with us or we'll all stay. Think, my son. Your action will determine our future. Mother knows this son cannot stand to hurt anyone, anything. Look at father. Come with us so father will be proud you obeyed your mother while he's not here. I look at my toes, feeling Brother Koi's eyes burn into my scalp. I also feel him slowly nodding. Who can go against a mother who has become gaunt like bark from raising 4 children alone? April 26th. Choice. Into each pack, 1 pair of pants, 1 pair of shorts, 3 pairs of underwear, 2 shirts, sandals, toothbrush and paste, soap, 10 palms of rice grains, 3 clumps of cooked rice, 1 choice. I choose my doll. Once lent to a neighbor who left it outside where mice bit her left cheek and right thumb. I love her more for her scars. I dress her in a red and white dress with matching hat and booties that mother knitted. April 27th. Left behind. 10 gold-rimmed glasses father brought back from America where he trained before I was born. Brother Kwong's report cards, each ranking him first in class, beginning in kindergarten. Vines of bougainvillea, fully in bloom, burgundy and white like our colors of our house. Vines of jasmine in front of every window that remind mother of the north. A cowboy leather belt Brother Vu sewed on mother's machine that and broke her needle. That was when he adored Johnny Cash more than Bruce Lee. A row of glass jars Brother Koi used to raise fighting fish. 2 hooks and the hammock where I nap. Photographs. Every tete at the zoo, father in his youth, mother in her youth, baby pictures, where you can't tell whose bottom is exposed for all the world to see. Mother chooses 10 and burns the rest. We cannot leave evidence of father's life that might hurt him. April 27th, evening. Wet and crying. My biggest papaya is light yellow, still flecked with green. Brother Vu wants to cut it down, saying it's better than letting the communists have it. Mother says yellow papaya tastes lovely dipped in chili salt. You children should eat fresh fruit while you can. Brother Vu chops. The head falls. A silver blade slices. Black seeds spill like clusters of eyes, wet and crying. April 28th. That's the end of reading assignment number 5.